This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The first ever amber has been found in Antarctica, and the find unlocks the secrets of the Cretaceous rainforest. The 90-million-year-old resin offers a rare trace of a long-lost ecosystem. Today, Antarctica is a huge frozen continent, though it was once temperate enough to be covered in swampy forests. Now, a team of scientists has discovered fossilized tree resin, or amber, on the continent for the first time. The researchers found the amber in a sediment core recovered from 3,100 feet beneath the Amundsen Sea embayment in West Antarctica. The amber, the first recovered from that continent, could help researchers understand the ancient climate and environment on a continent now famous for its inhospitable conditions. Amber, which is fossilized tree resin, is a remarkably valuable tool for paleontologists studying ancient Earth. Tree resin is sticky and viscous. Many an unfortunate critter has met its end getting covered in the stuff, and when the resin hardens into amber, it immaculately preserves that organic matter. The sediment cores recovered by the team date back 90 million years, putting the amber's age squarely in the Cretaceous period, some 25 million years before iconic creatures like T-Rex would disappear from the Earth. The team also found evidence of resin flow in the samples, which trees do when they are protecting damaged bark from pests or fires. It's a hint at the kind of activity that was happening in the cold continent's long-lost forests in prehistoric Antarctica. The team's discovery of amber helped to reconstruct an ancient, temperate, lowland rainforest environment. The scientists created a climate model simulation based on a preserved network of 10-foot-long fossil roots embedded in mudstone. The amber samples likely contain remains of original tree bark as micro-inclusions. Researchers said, "The amber finds directly confirm the presence of resin-producing trees that must have grown in a swampy environment. Just the fact that we were able to extract the first amber on the Antarctic continent from these sediments is spectacular." Amber has great preservation potential for pollen, spores, microorganisms, but also insects. We will look for this now more closely and try to find out which particular tree may have produced the resin. Good news for coffee lovers. A review of more than 50 studies on coffee found that drinking the brew every day is linked with living a longer and healthier life, an extra 1.8 years of life. The study didn't just look at how long people lived, but how healthily, finding that coffee was linked with a longer life and health span. Coffee is most commonly associated with caffeine, a natural stimulant that might not be so beneficial for health. But research has increasingly turned to the other compounds that coffee contains, more than 2,000 of them, which do have a positive impact on health. These include plenty of polyphenols, which are antioxidant and anti-inflammatory plant chemicals that calm internal wear and tear in the body. Other polyphenol-rich foods include leafy green vegetables, berries, dark chocolate, extra virgin olive oil, green tea, and red wine. Global epidemiological studies have shown the positive impact of regular moderate coffee consumption, defined as 3 to 5 cups of coffee each day. Positive impacts on human aging, increased lifespan, and decreased risk of many of the age-related diseases that contribute to mortality were included. Regular coffee consumption can result in a lower risk of heart disease, lung disease, stroke, some cancers, diabetes, dementia, depression, and frailty. And researchers found that coffee seemed associated with better muscular, heart, mental, and immune system health. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.